one in the nine tray, and you know we can't be faded.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, I'm not going to pretend to know that that was Dre Day before I was told that we're going to play Dre Day going into it, but I'm going to say Dre Day to welcome our guest and the newest addition to the Cleveland Browns, Jim Dre, tight end from the Arizona Cardinals. First, Jim, welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
And great to have you with us. And secondly, just kind of talk about the idea of joining this team and the fact that, okay, Carlos Dansby is here, someone that you're going to know from Arizona in one respect, even though on the other side of the ball. How much does something like that even play into your thought process? And give me anything else besides getting the right numbers on a contract that makes this, for you, an opportunity you wanted.
There's definitely a comfort level there, knowing Carlos is here and that we can come here together. And also, just from the onset of free agency, the Browns with my agent, they seemed really aggressive and wanted to get me here and wanted me here, and I wanted to be here just as bad, so it worked out perfectly.
Jim, you're coming off of a career year in terms of your catches. Didn't drop a pass last season, sure-handed. Didn't even drop. In fact, every pass thrown to you from week 13 on was a completion. How do you see yourself fitting into this Kyle Shanahan offense? You know, you have kind of a pass-catching tight end in Jordan Cameron. How do you look to work alongside Cameron in this offense?
Just to complement each other. I mean, I'm sure we could both block and both catch him. Maybe he's a little more gifted receiver. Maybe I'll probably do a little bit more blocking, but just being complete tight ends together on the field, I think it's a pretty good threat.
And get into some of the mechanics of that, because, as you know, this is an outside zone scheme. This is a lot of stuff where you've got to make that keep that edge strong enough so that your running back especially can make those one cuts. How, as a tight end, do you fit into that, and what does it require to be successful?
It requires a lot of body control and enjoying run blocking, I would say, which I try to have both. And I enjoy getting a solid block just as much as catching a first down, so I'm pretty excited to get to work.
You come from the NFC West, which in many ways, we talked with Carlos about this earlier, one of the tough divisions. You played on a team that went from a 5-win season to a very successful season last year. Talk about bringing some of that mentality, because that's what I think this young team needs, is some mentality of winning, a culture of winning, the competition level that you guys faced last year and overcame in Arizona. Really, if you were in any other division or any other, you make the playoffs last year. Talk a little bit about that, what you think you can bring to this team in the locker room as someone who's been in that situation.
It's just building confidence. The only way you do that is through work and winning. And once you start winning and the ball starts rolling, it's almost impossible to stop. So once you start getting that ball going a little bit, it's going to work out.
And also, you look at this division that you're in now, the AFC North, and I'm sure, I know your head has been all into studying NFC West opponents and life in with competition for the Cardinals, but it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's the Baltimore Ravens, it's the Cincinnati Bengals. Very physical defenses, very attack-oriented defenses. From a offensive and especially a tight end perspective, what sort of challenge does that present you?
With how impressive this league's defenses are, I mean, things are going to be won and lost on the line of scrimmage. So that's the number one thing, I think, is establishing a line of scrimmage, and I think we're going to be able to get that done here.
Have you, since you've been here, obviously you liked what you heard from Kyle Shanahan, Ray Farmer, Coach Patton. Talk a little bit about the leadership group that's in Cleveland, because it's new for a lot of people, and you're going to be one of the first people to experience it.
Yeah, I love watching tape. I've watched Coach Shanahan's offense at the Redskins for a couple of years, and I've heard about Coach Farmer, and he played in the league, and he knows what it takes. So, I mean, they said they wanted me, and I wanted to be here, and I was pretty excited with the direction that they're headed.
We had Carlos Dansby on about a half hour before you were on. Quite the personality. What's he like in the locker room since you got to play with him in Arizona?
He plays the same way, just loud, and he produces, you know. He produces. He can produce in an interview. He can produce on the field. And he's just an old-school good football player.
That's good. We like those old-school type of football players.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. It isn't just how loud you are. It's also what you have to back it up with, right, what you have to say. Carlos, we tried to get him to get into some of the trade secrets of what keeps him as young as he is at 32, which is relatively old in football years, and in such great shape and having the best football of his life being played now in year 10. What did you observe, or what have you observed of him that you might pick up as a player and say, you know what, that's a good thing for me to follow?
I mean, some of the things that he has, I don't know if you could pick up, but just his veteran craftiness, and he knows exactly what's coming and how to play everything. I mean, I don't know if that's something you can pick up, but maybe something you could try to emulate.
The Cleveland Browns will enter this season right now with a couple quarterbacks on the roster. Brian Hoyer, you were down. He was actually with you in Arizona. Give me your impressions of Brian Hoyer.
I think he's a fantastic quarterback. I mean, he can make all the throws. He can grasp an entire offense, make quick decisions, avoid sacks. So I think he's great.
Did you speak to him at all before coming here?
I didn't speak to him beforehand, but I knew he was here, and we spoke right when I got here, so I'm pretty excited that he's here.
Yeah, that's good. A little bit of comfort, yeah.
Do you feel, in some ways, Jim, that you're part of the ground floor of something that could be very special, the building blocks? We know, as you said, that Brian Hoyer is on this football team. Whether or not he's a starting quarterback is yet to be determined. But this team has 10 draft picks. One of those guys could be a QB. A lot of other talent being added. Again, as thoughts go through your mind about what you're getting yourself into, how exciting is that?
It's great. I mean, this is a great football town with great fans, and they deserve a winning team. And I think Mr. Farmer and Coach Pettine, they're going to get this thing headed in the right direction with free agency and the draft and everything, so it's exciting to be a part of.
You talked about the city of Cleveland. You're going to get acclimated to that shortly, but it is a very, very passionate fan base who love their football team. What's one thing you want the fans to know about Jim Dre?
That I'm going to come out and block the first day to the end, so that's, you don't need to worry about that.
We'd like to hear. Yes. Well, Jim, thank you so much. I know you have a very busy day going around doing the meetings, everything. We appreciate you stopping by. Welcome to the Cleveland Browns, and looking forward to seeing you on the field doing what you do.
I'm excited. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, Jim Dre, the newest member of the Cleveland Browns, tight end, joining the team today. We broke it about a half hour ago here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, great to have him in studio with us as this Browns team continues to move forward. When we come back on CBD, we're going to get your reaction. Lots of news, lots of interviews. We've thrown it all at you. Light up those phone lines, 216-578-0850. How are you feeling about the Browns today? Do you have the goosebumps? Are you hungry? Are you ready to eat? Let us know. We'll be back with more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole.